triumphs in the entertainment field is video games. It's a business which has tripled in size in just 3 years. Ron Hendren went out in the field to bring us this special report.
All over the country, armies of young people are blasting away at invaders from outer space and paying for the privilege. I'll be looking at the electronic game craze, which has not only fascinated the nation, but which has created some interesting problems as well. Although it looked innocent enough, this machine turned out to have some unusual powers. It kept kids mesmerized for hours.
We are not a sentimental age. We don't want our parents' china or their ticker tape parades. We are not a sentimental age. We're all getting high on fire escapes. We are hooking up with strangers we will never see again. We are not a sentimental age. We are not a sentimental age. A boulder of a debt we cannot pay. We are not a sentimental age. My diagnosis says I tend to disengage. I'd rather have my privacy, I'd rather have my space. These are just the pills I have to take. We are not a sentimental age.
We'll be right back. where do you go from here? And when it's all blown up and smoke, I've got your solitude up in the sky. Because I know, up is the only way, the only way out. Because I know, up is the only way, the only way out. Because I know, up is the only way, the only way, the only way out. Because I know, up is the only way, the only way. It's a fine line to walk on when you're out on your own. It's a fine line. It's such a fine line to walk on when you're down by yourself. It's a fine line. Time complicates things most of the time. Where do you go from here? And when it's all blown up and smoke, I've got your solitude up in the sky. Because I know, up is the only way, the only way out. Because I know, up is the only way, the only way, the only way out. Because I know, up is the only way, the only way. Because I know, up is the only way, the only way, the only way.
Of course, you're listening to After Dark with Admiral Krill and Captain Keys with Data Pusher in the house tonight. You're listening on 91.7 KAXE in Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 in Brainerd, and all you listening online at www.kaxe.org.
And quick second, I would want to thank all the people who are tuning in for the first time tonight. It really means a lot to have some company out there.
Yeah, I was made a corny video on Facebook the other night, and then to let my friends know about this show and my guest appearance, and then thank you also to so many of my YouTube subscribers. It was like 950 of you. I don't know how you guys found me, but some of you also contacted me because I shared the video on there, and something strange is out in the world. My subscribers are listening in tonight. And, you know, it's fun for me to be here. I'm a fan of Krill and Keys, been listening to your show, and always curious, you know, I had a picture in my mind of, like, where you guys were broadcasting from. Is it just a popcorn box with a cassette tape, or what's going on here? But it's pretty cozy, and McKeon's sitting there. Looks like he's, like, in control of Star Trek Enterprise or something. Which is exactly the way I feel when I'm, like, behind my synthesizer sometimes, behind some spaceship, and I travel through my music. I do. And since I'm a guest up here, it's so nice that you guys allow me to play some of my songs. So I have some artist picks, of course, but you're going to hear another Data Pusher song. This song, my YouTube channel stayed inactive for about 2 years because all my synths were left behind in Russia for quite a long time. And this was the last song that I shared of a performance video. But before as a performance video, it was actually a song I dedicated to my wife at the time. Because we met, the title song is called Pi 68, or in Estonian, Pi Kuksumen Kaheksa. That's the street that we met on. And the day that we met in 2012 in Estonia, Tallinn, Estonia, I had my video camera out the whole day. We went and checked out abandoned submarine bases and all that stuff. And then a couple of years ago, we were going back to Tallinn, Estonia. We booked a show for some friends from Minneapolis to do a DJ set. And since we're going back, if you watch the video, I'm hanging out on my YouTube channel. I'm hanging out in my pajamas playing this song. But I had another edit where I included a bunch of footage of our first day together. And so it's sort of like a song I dedicated to her. Some interesting things happened that week, because after we came back to Russia from Estonia, I got interrogated by Russian authorities about all kinds of stuff I don't want to disclose. And then, not too long after that, I didn't have my suite on her anymore. But anyhow, we're still on good terms. And so I did it. Jana, I still dedicate the song to you. This song is called Pi 68.
doucement, elle est entrée dans ma chair pour me réchauffer auprès de mon seul berger sur la longue route que j'ai tracée.
Now.
right. So in that block, we heard Data Pusher.
Then after that, we heard Position Parallèle.
And then it wouldn't be a Krill and Keys show if we didn't play something from Scotland. So Mr. Kitty from Scotland. And then the last thing you heard there was Luna Shadows.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the first song in our next set. We got a three-song block coming up here soon, and I'll tell a little story perhaps afterwards when we listen to this next band here. But a really fun modern band midway through the set, Choir Boy. You're going to think it's straight out of 1987 or something like that. You're really going to enjoy it. And then we're going to revisit some more Data Pusher tunes. So we're going to start this next set off with Monster in Paradise by Gunship. Tim Capello, and who is the saxophone player for Tina Turner and the Ken Dolls, and he was the sweaty sax guy in The Lost Boys.
I'm pretty sure Blaine Finders is listening, and he would love to know that sweaty saxophone guy is on this song. Because Blaine and I would tease each other like, hey man, you want to play Lost Boys? Okay, well, I'm going to be the Frog Bros, and you can be the sweaty sax guy. No, man, I want to be Frog Bros. You got to be a sweaty sax guy.
McKeon, you saw...
He met him, right?
Tim Capello, right?
I didn't get a chance to meet him, but if JJ is out there listening, we were on tour with Wild Horses, and we were in Kansas, I think, but I can't remember where we were in Kansas. It was...
Topeka or something.
Topeka, yeah. We were in southern Kansas, and... we were booked to play this show, but at the same time, Tim Capello was playing solo at a brewery just like down the street, basically. And JJ was kind of tugging my ear like, we have to go see Tim Capello. And so we did, just JJ and I, we Ubered over to this brewery, and just this tiny little quaint brewery in Kansas. And Tim Capello comes out. Well, first he's just chilling. He's got all his merch in these garbage bags, black garbage bags.
I like his style.
He just looked like kind of a normal older dude or something. And then, you know, showtime is going to happen, and we're like, what's going on? Here he comes. He comes from outside, shirt off, all oiled up, tight leather pants, just blasting saxophone. And meanwhile, there's like these crazy Miami Vice clips playing in the background. And I've seen like a lot of loud shows in my life, and that was one of the loudest shows I've ever seen. So
I was just gonna say, since Gunship, I've never listened to before, but Calvin Miller, our buddy Beck Wilson's always trying to get me into this band. And Calvin, you probably already know, but Dave Lombardo from Slayer plays in Gunship. I don't know. We were trying to figure out, like, are these guys metal dudes that just started a synth pop band, or what's going up? But anyhow, it's a three-song block. We got Gunship, Choir Boy, and then I'll be playing one of my songs from Data Pusher. It's a cover of FM84 called Never Stop, and I will talk about that a little bit later.
And then, so listen to this. Listen for the saxophone in this next Gunship song and think of the sweaty boy from Lost Boys.
You're hearing it.
Okay, you just heard my project, Data Pusher, covering FM 84, Never Stop. I love that song so much. And the instruments I used on that was an Oberheim OB6, a Prophet 8 from Sequential, and then there's another Sequential / Pioneer drum machine on there. And you'll probably hear a lot of Lindrum rim shots on there, which is a nod to the Minneapolis New Jack City print sound. I have that rim shot on like every other song, but really love that song. I know that FM84 doesn't really use like hardware, so kind of a flex on my part, I wanted to show him, hey, I can cover your song and do it all on hardware with no computer involved. And then I put a lead, that song needed a lead. So I put a lead on there that burns hotter than a urinary infection. And, you know, I don't wank on the keys too much, but that one really needed it. And man, I just bought two new guitars, a Charvel and a Jackson, and they're shredders, and my fingers... I've been trying to learn how to play leads now. The only thing I can do is leads from Faster Pussycat songs. And I got my calluses finally grew in on my fingers. I don't know. If I can't do it on guitar, at least I can, you know, lay down, slam it on the keys there. Otherwise, next coming up is an artist pick for me. This is Makeup and Vanity Set. And the song is called Implant. And what I like about Makeup and Vanity Set, I've been in touch with this guy. He does, as a synth pop artist, and other people have done it too, he comes up with soundtracks for movies that don't exist. So you want to write some material that fits a certain genre. And man, I wish I would have came up with something like that, man. Come up with a soundtrack for a movie that doesn't exist. And if people like the music, man, I want to find that movie. Where's that? It must be some secret esoteric Criterion collection.
I want to watch the movie just for the soundtrack, and there's no movie there. But like what Jonas and Krill and I were talking about earlier, like a lot of these synthwave artists that we've been listening to tonight aren't from the 80s. I mean, they have that 80s sound and stuff like that. And one thing I've really appreciated about, like, I guess their image, for lack of a better, is like the beautiful album artwork that they have. Like, a lot of it is really reflective of the time. And because in my mind, like, there's only so many of these artists, really. And so when you have, like, you kind of want more. And so when there's this modern era of bands putting out music like this and artists putting out music like this, it's just adding to the pile of that really cool artwork and that really cool vibe and stuff like that, that only really existed for kind of a short window in a way.
Yeah, and it's, you know, nostalgic for, like, Cass and I grew up in the 80s, and, you know, what I do, I like I said, I throw my videos up on YouTube. It shows a performance, but every now and then I'll throw clips of my favorite 80s movies because I get nostalgic about when I hear it, like, those synthesizers make the sounds that I want to hear, but they make the sounds that I want other people to hear, and it takes me back to there. And so my imagery comes from, certain clips from 80s movies, so I throw that stuff in there. But no, there's a lot of visuals for modern synthwave artists, and, you know, a classic one is that sunset with palm trees. But, you know, North Dakota, we got some pretty good sunsets too, with the pheasant flying in the background.
We got better palm trees.
What does anybody know what the, I mean, I kind of understand it, but like so many of these bands have like a tie to Miami.
You know, like Miami,
that it's Miami and 1984 are like two really common themes.
Yeah.
Miami something, 1984 something or other, you know.
I don't know. They're probably just all influenced by like Miami Vice and the A-Team. And
so is 1984 like a really like crucial era in the development of this genre of music in a way? You know, like
I watched an interview with Time Cop 1983, and he was born in 1983, and that's how he put it. But Miami Nights 1984, you're going to hear them later. I love that band, and he's from Canada.
Yeah. So, no real connection other than the imagery itself, because you want to think about like speedboats and convertibles and palm trees and sunsets and pretty girls and
futuristic
pretty boys.
Vision.
I listen to so many songs, and I just remember being in my dad's basement writing these and running to Albertson's to go get some more beer to help me get through this video session, and Yana painting kitty cats in the basement, and my dad upstairs listening to Ambrosia on his Pandora. All right. Are you ready for another song?
Yeah.
Yeah. And okay. So I might understand that this next song is a bit of a shout out.
Oh, yes. Hey, Nathan Garski at Signature Aviation. I know you're pretty cool, but I don't know you're so cool that you know who Makeup and Vanity Set is. So, Nathan, this song's for you. This is Implant from Makeup and Vanity Set. We'll be right back.
snow.